Inside My Great Walls by Anne Gordon. I can't go outside today. We're still quarantined. It's about protection from germs and keeping our hands cleaned. No playing with sticks or collecting rocks. Can't wade in the creek or build bridges or docks. I want to run and play through the whole neighborhood. Ride my scooter with friends and build forts in the wood. If I could go outside, there'd be so much I'd do. At the end of the day, I'd still not be through. I know I'd go first to my secret bog, finding frogs and salamanders under some logs. But I can't. I can't go outside, this day or the next. And honestly, I'm feeling bored and perplexed. We may have to stay in even longer somehow. Not sure how long, but longer than now. So what can I do inside these rooms? I pity the caterpillars inside cocoons. I would play with my brother, but he speaks gobbledygook. I've done all the puzzles, read every book. Nothing's new. My toys are run down. I've played with them right side and upside down. I'm stuck with myself, not with friends, two or three. There's nothing exciting. What can I do with just me? Bless my parents. They've tried in so many ways. Even so, I'm expecting some boring days. I'll just go clean my room. But wait, what's that creeping across my floor? A shadow is sliding under my door. It's inching towards me. It's beginning to grow. Fear trembles inside me. This much I know. It's opening its enormous, gigantic jaws and grabbing the floor with its paleolithic claws. I clench my teeth and raise my fists. How else do I deal with a fright such as this? Those teeth look so scary. I brace for the worst. I should not have complained. Now I'm accursed. Then something happens, and I shift to delight. Bright colors start spilling over his teeth. They spread all over the floor underneath. Splashing and splattering on each thing they touch makes my room a rainbow. I love it so much. What is this creature that has come to visit? Is it made of shadows and light? What is it? It spills beautiful colors that could be a mess. I'll wipe it all clean before it's seen, unless... First, I think I'll spend just a second to explore this awesome paint all over the floor. My day inside has finally begun, and I have a feeling it'll be lots of fun. So what makes today so different and strange? I'm still stuck inside. There's been no change. That's really no dragon that's entered my door. It's a picture that came to my head from the floor. But something has shifted inside of my head. Adventures are filling it so full instead. I grab my paintbrush and out of it grows greens into grays into blues. A creek, it flows. My mom will be furious about colors all spilled. Here she comes. Oh, no. But instead, she is thrilled. Whatever is changing me, she's also got. Our same old home that was boring is not. No matter what's happening inside of my mind, painting creeks on the floor, Mom would not be inclined. We've been in our house so long, day and night, that our brains have begun to make our own delight. My mom paints salamanders, toads, and frogs. My dad paints fallen trees and murky old bogs. We flip all the chairs to make a bridge to cross. If Mossy were here, she'd be painting the moss. My brother sits happily in our colorful creek, just like fishes and trolls who speak gobbledygook. None of us notice the time on the clock. We're enjoying the view from our bridge and our dock. The day that I thought would be dullest of all has been an adventure beyond any great wall. If we can keep making our minds turn around, I think we will love being homebound.